Match?
Match.
I don't know.
Match.
Match. Is it the Match Game theme song that we're listening to?
Fuck. I hope it is.
Drink up, y'all.
Y'all won't get this in too close. This is the theme song for a well-known podcast.
I don't think that's like, I got any lyrics to it. That song.
No, wait.
It's gonna say your words.
Match.
Two fucking clues.
Let's go clue one.
Clue one. Singer of this band identifies as genderqueer but prefers he, him pronouns.
Oh, okay.
So what, against me?
No, not against.
Was that band Rise Against? No. What's the band where the
dude... Yeah.
Wait, is it Rise Against? No, I don't think it's Rise Against.
That sounds against very me. Rise Against it. No, because she.
Wait,
what? No, well, their new album is transgender. Is just, no, Lara Jane Grace is just she.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just she.
Wait, what's the?
Oh, good point. No, you're right. That's what. She wants just that. Okay, so yeah, good.
What's
all right,
that's
not
my
bad.
Girl.
Hell yeah.
Will you say the clue one more time?
The singer of the band identifies as genderqueer but prefers he, him pronouns.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. I want to say Senses Fail.
Ooh.
Because Buddy's been getting really excited about his crazy sexual endeavors.
Yeah.
But
queer hardcore,
yeah.
It's called.
Yeah.
That's what they mean.
He's like, he's saying
to.
He doesn't identify. Like, he's like, I don't think I could be with a guy, but
yeah.
I'm not saying.
No, but
I can't.
He used to be, like, when yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got my 187.
Hell yeah.
187.
I don't know, though. I'm not a big Senses Fail fan, so
it's
I don't
not
know for sure.
I don't think
it's done. Okay.
I don't think it is. Maybe. I'd have to hear another clue.
No, I'm just kidding. It's the Match Game thing.
Fuck you guys.
The lady that wrote that totally is
a Are you
dude.
Serious?
No, it's not.
I really
we'll be right back.
<serious.
laughs> We're going to take a quick intermission to fucking beat somebody in the face.
Our sponsors from Stamps are here to tell you a great thing about Stamps.com.
We love you, Nick Kroll. Nick Kroll's going to be here next week. We're going to figure it out. We'll get him here.
Let's second clue.
Guys, Chris is like, I don't want to
clue.
Your next clue.
Next clue. You guys gonna drink for your clue?
Alright, yeah.
We're not drinking anymore. The game's over.
No.
Alright.
I only said two because my, you know, I don't have
clue.
Because you don't care.
Because she's already drunk.
I'm pretty
sure
I say more. They all wear neckties in their first video.
What?
It's like My Chemical Romance or Alisana.
Oh, it's definitely My Chemical Romance.
No.
Yeah, Red.
I don't think Dragway is...
I think he does.
Ooh, but I heard about him and Bert from The U.
Yeah,
but I don't think he ever identifies.
I'm
fairly positive.
I know, but she's right, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he talked about it on the Nerdist.
I don't know if he wants to be.
I think it's almost more like a political sign of support kind of thing that he's
right,
like,
okay.
Okay.
Not so much.
Okay, I'll play. Okay.
Wait, what's the word strange?
Match. My
Chemical
Romance. What's the word?
Fuck y'all. Listen, I've been drinking for a minute. Match? Fuck, dude. I'm so upset.
Fuck.
Here we go.
We get a Google.
No, we don't.
No,
that's
the
last
clue. Oh, God, yeah. God, okay. I like this game. God, we're
gonna
evil.
I'm two for two. I'd like those people on the podcast to know I'm doing a little dance.
Does anybody have an answer or any idea?
Anything.
You guys can confirm guess the band.
I don't know about My Chemical Romance.
Well, but then if she says no, then we can just guess freely.
But all I'm thinking about right now is songs that they have that have
match.
I can't.
But that's the point of this, right? Because if she says yes, then we only get one guess. If she says no, then we
but I'm thinking of all of My Chemical Romance songs.
Yeah, like I'm going through their songs right now. So
I mean,
if we guess
it, then
we
band that we think it might be.
That's all I got.
So I don't see why we don't guess it to at least rule it out.
I'm cool because they wouldn't.
No, their first video was vampires.
Yeah, let's think about that because you said the first video was the neckties.
Because it was all like crazy looking. I feel like they were all wearing.
They were wearing neckties in.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you.
I'm not okay.
I said their early videos.
Oh, their early videos.
Yeah. I really. I got nothing
else. Too distractible. The song is just too much.
So let's ask. If we're right, we'll figure out the song. If not,
give it a shot. Ask it up.
Yeah. Is that is it My Chemical Romance?
Final answer.
That's our band guess.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Oh! Awesome. All right, guys.
All right. So we have one. Right.
Big Perk, get them. That's your band, dude. You waited 12 hours to see him one time in line.
Oh, you better fucking get this. 12 hours.
You weren't supposed to tell him about that.
Don't tell, guys. God.
No, now everyone knows. It's on the internet.
Oh, no.
In the restaurant, they say.
So, I am thinking of all of My Chemical Romance songs I know and like, and nothing is happening.
What about the singles? Is it one of the singles? Or they were, sometimes you get too deep.
I'm going with the singles.
Somebody
first.
Sing I'm Not Okay.
I'm going with The Ghost of You, I'm Not Okay, and Helena are the three songs I'm going through in my head at the moment.
I'm trying to do...
I don't know, I feel like you guys have like 30 seconds left.
So the timer, Matt...
I feel like we have 60
once
seconds.
I get
left.
To 60 this,
seconds?
No, not
once I get
seconds.
To this timer, we got 60 seconds is what we got.
Bullshit.
Okay, we got
30
seconds.
What about
seconds.
The Black Parade song? How does that go?
More alcohol goes in, more thoughts just leave. I don't know what's happening to me.
I had ideas, I had things that I could guess, but they're all gone.
I had a brain once. Back.
At the end of the hour, the last thing I say, never know.
That's 30 seconds.
I don't know.
Got nothing.
I have nothing.
Black. Yeah. Black Parade, what do we want? What's our guess?
We can say it. It doesn't hurt if we're wrong, I guess. Or what is it the same penalty if we're wrong or don't guess?
Yeah.
We'll go with Black Parade.
Helena, come on.
It was?
Burn it up like a match.
God damn it, guys.
God damn it. I never knew the fucking lyrics to that song.
Oh my god. I even said it out loud. That was fucking awesome. That was two clues for a song we've all heard and we didn't know. That's why this game is sick.
That's why it said two clues.
Yeah, we even said it out loud. Very cool.
If I'd have gone more specific.
I did not know that about.
I wouldn't have got that song.
I didn't know that about Gerard.
Yeah, that's why. That was really awesome. I
know he's married with that girl from MSI.
Yeah, genderqueer has nothing to do with your sexuality.
Yeah, but I just didn't know like that was like.
Other things for your gender, if you're genderqueer, then like.
I just didn't know he had
just
ever.
Save your opinions for your own podcast.
We definitely talked about that on the Nerdist.
I think if you're genderqueer, what if you're only attracted to genderqueer people? Do they exist?
Sure. We'll make a dreamy game out of that next week.
There's something for everything.
Name that genderqueer.
On the next episode of Get Drunk With Us.
Yeah.
We're going to go over your favorite genderqueers.
Name the top 10 genderqueers. Alright, that was a great round. I'm moved by that. It was awesome.
That one was fucking upsetting.
We're coming up on an hour, so we can probably like one more maybe.
Yeah, let's do one. Okay, God, an hour?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Just killed it. Alright, let's do one last one.
Yeah. Hour two.
You got one this time?
Oh, you want me to do one?
No, I was
I'm
sorry,
that's a good point. I'm gonna go do what Matt just did. I'm gonna did I do that? I did. No? Yes I did. It's over here.
Damn, I got one, but nobody's gonna get it because my obscure knowledge of weird songs my dad showed me.
I've got one.
I kind of got one too.
Okay, flip a coin.
We can do both. You go first.
Are we going to do both? Those would be the last two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do both of them.
We'll take this one with a no Daryl handicap in the first round.
Oh, he'll be back.
The word is...
I know he'll be back.
The word is...
In the first round.
Sleep.
Sleep. Hmm.
Ooh, Sleep Before I Die by Live Through.
No.
The word Shit. Sleep?
Yeah.
No sleep,
sleep before I die by Against the Champion.
Ah, trick question. I get it.
Yeah.
Sleep when I'm dead?
No.
So nobody in this room is in said band, or was in said band.
No, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Yeah. They already told me.
Actually, I was in Avenged Sevenfold.
It all makes sense now.
Five finger death punch.
All right.
I was in Nashville Pussy for like a short
Don't you know how to talk about that? It was a hard story.
Well, I mean, I told you once we cried.
Well, dude, I called you when I was on tour at Mushroomhead, and they had me, and then I came out with this mask, and their bass player had the same mask, and he was like, you need to change. And I'm like, no, you need to change.
No, it's bullshit. I heard all this stuff happening.
Avett Brothers? Oh, hell yeah.
How big of an Avett Brothers fan?
They have like 12 albums. I don't know. They have so many albums. I like them, but I'm not I don't know everything.
It's like, go to sleep, my man. Ha, ha, ha.
It sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, that's the size of the song.
I don't think Niels would fucking pick an Avett Brothers song.
I don't think he would.
Yeah, man, I don't think he would, yeah.
Every now and then he throws you a goddamn curveball.
Guys, my last song was a Nickelback song, so...
Wow.
Well, that's because you love them.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Favorite band.
It's your weak spot.
Just like Nick Cage, your favorite actor.
I love nothing more than watching Nick Cage montages.
Hero can save us. Not going to stand in his way.
Real quick, go ahead and interject. Nickelback, in spite of all the flack they get, they still
Hero can save... Sorry, I'm good.
They still sell tons of records, which is confusing, because it's like if you were to do a phone survey, it'd be like, who is buying these records? Makes me think like Chad Kroeger somehow sustaining his own richness. Like he buys his own records, makes no money. But,
so
like,
last round, I want you all to think that Chad Kroeger has been inside Avril Lavigne. Let's all think about that.
Oh god!
I'm gonna say even her butt. I'm gonna
she's
say
like
even her butt.
Private 13 in my head. No. Ew.
No holds off limits.
Ew. 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 Why'd you do that to me?
Truth. Truth.
Truth hurts. They fucked a lot. Alright, what are we doing?
Three clues?
Yeah, clue me.
This is the last round, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to all this madness. Hope you enjoyed the game.
Might be second to last
Stamps.
Round. We might just do drunk.
Stamps.com.
Get drunker.
Alright.
The singer of the band is currently in two bands, one of which is signed to a major label, one of which is signed to an indie label.
I don't know where to sleep.
Sleep?
And the singer of the band is signed to a band. I don't know. Okay. Please sign major label on your label. Maynard?
Tool? Perfect Circle? I don't think those would be the choices right now.
I don't either.
No.
Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about it,
you do look like you would wear an extra large Perfect Circle shirt, but you know.
Under a silk dragon shirt.
With JNCOs on.
Bullseye.
I showed Logan JNCOs. My bike chain necklace yesterday. He got a kick out of that.
Oh my goodness.
We're all going to go to hipster hell.
At least we'll all be there to drink together.
We'll be there together,
right? Yes. Playing this game for all of you lovely people.
Drink our PBRs and play.
Dude, think about all the people we could play with in hipster hell. Like,
it'd be so hard.
There, yeah.
Is there so a hipster hard. Heaven?
No.
The word is
still
ours.
Hipster heaven has PBR, hipster hell has Natty Bo.
Every answer would be Saint Vincent.
I'd be okay
Vincent.
With Natty Bo, though. So.
Hipster hell has Natty Bo, and there's no bands that nobody else has heard of.
Oh, no, this song's
all of
Saint...
the NESs are broken.
So now we're in hipster heaven again? Because I want to go the other place. I don't like this. Hipster hell sounds scary.
Hipster Heaven sounds boring and terrible to me, Bruce.
What was Hipster Heaven? It's just Modest
like
Mouse playing
bread.
The first album on repeat.
There's a bunch of dudes writing their screenplays.
Dude, it's never getting produced.
All right, we're going to work on this for 15
minutes.
Dude,
played Interstate.
Hipster Heaven is just an indie film festival.
They just played Interstate 8 on repeat.
It's
and
just
Arcade
a bunch of dudes sitting around
with
laptops
crowd.
Just writing their screenplay that's going to make it big, and they talk to you about it all day, and they're like, oh, this is going to do it. gonna be the next film. It's gonna be the next Boyhood. Do you I want to go to hipster hell.
But do you get it?
Yeah, but do you get it? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Do you get it?
So I think Clue 2.
Yeah, I need Clue 2.
I'm gonna go ahead and drink.
I need another beer, if you can beer me, Robert. Yeah,
Clue 2, goo.
Beer me, Brett!
The next clue is that this song was featured on the movie soundtrack for a film starring Matthew Broderick.
Oh my god!
Yeah!
Green Day Brain Stew.
Yeah!
Wow! I just got hype as fuck. I got lost.
Nice
in
pull.
It.
That was Godzilla.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh shit! Was that one of the clues?
It was
featured on a movie soundtrack.
Okay.
In a movie starring Matthew.
Well, that's all the time we got today on Get Drunk With Us.
Ashley said she had one.
Oh, we got another one.
We got another one.
Lightning
round.
Another one. I'm sorry.
Lightning round.
Psych.
Before I went to pee, I heard we got one more, so I'm very excited. Let's do another.
Here's our lightning round. First person who gets it right.
Everybody gets 10 seconds to think of a song, and then we get a clue.
You get a song. You get a song.
And then we can debate after all the clues, and we get one guess. So
oh, wow.
Lightning round?
I'm down. Okay.
All right.
Lightning round.
All right. The word is secret.
Secret, secret. I've got a secret.
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Secret.
Secret agent.
You got one, Daryl.
Is there a song that's like I've Got Secrets From You?
Isn't there a song like Your Dirty Little Secret?
That's where I'm at.
Dirty little
keep
secret.
You
just
my
dirty little secret.
Just another regret.
It's like, oh my god, when these kids are not in high school, I'm gonna be broke.
Shit.
Secret. I'm gonna pass. Daryl stole mine, I can't think of one.
Damn. Damn. Double damn.
You got a secret song?
That was my most secret song in my head.
Yeah, if it's not that, I'm...
Secret agent, man.
Wait,
secret
is it the Avett Brothers?
No,
of course not. Because that can't be...
Right,
it's like right, Lucas
take a
house.
Lightning round, everybody take a drink.
Lightning round, let's do it.
Lightning round. All right,
so I get one clue?
Yeah.
All right, this band...
How many clues?
We'll see.
Okay.
You gotta name it out loud.
This band has
Lightning
put
round.
Out 7 full-length albums, and this is off their second full-length album.
Boom.
Shit.
Wow. It
doesn't help me at all.
I'm very
scared.
Specific. That'll be something. That's a confirming
that's
clue. For
what does
later
the song
on.
Sound like?
Yeah. That doesn't.
Yeah. Matt did that shit. Last time we played this game, Matt played the song sampled in another song,
and
that was awesome.
It. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Is this next clue?
I'm filled with pee. Next clue. Let's
I got. Yeah, I need another clue.
Okay.
Lightning round.
This might give it away. The lead singer before joining this band was formerly a high school English teacher. I still got nothing.
7 studio albums.
Pieball. He was a teacher. I don't know what he taught, but I know he was. I don't know what grade he taught.
High school English teacher.
I love me some Pieball.
I do too.
Oh my god! I'm thinking. Do you know?
Oh.
Okay.
Is that so?
There's a bunch of bands though, or vocalist. Well, the vocalist of Pieball, I think, was the teacher. There you go. That needs to be just happening every time.
I got nothing except. Highballed off the top of my head with a band, but I'm not sure.
Third clue.
This will be my last one.
Alright.
The video takes place in a skating rink.
Oh, it's Every Time I Die. Is it
Ebola Rama?
It is?
Nice. Keith, that's right. If
I could keep you.
Yeah, you can beg if you ain't sick. Oh my god. We all lose our nerve. Okay, excellent. Ending on Every Time I Die. That's fine with me.
I like how diverse this group is.
Very all over the place. I loved it. Well, we'll be back soon, hopefully, with another drinking game for all you people. We had a great time. Matt, yeah, bump that, dude.
Get it closer.
Get that over there, dude. Let people hear it. Don't play too much of it. We'll get sued.
Bye, everybody.
His name's Jamillionaire. He's got $1 million at least.
He's got a Jamillion dollars.
He's got a Jamillion dollars.
Weird Al didn't write this song.
Okay. Do we have a side off? It should be something like "Get Drunk Without Us."
Yeah, good time.
Hey, thanks,
guys. Get drunk without us.
Can you have a good time without drinking Coke 45?
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Get Drunk With Us podcast. Either you can get drunk with us, or you can get drunk without us.